So I said the U.S. is not a party to UNCLOS, but the U.S. did lead the way in developing a national regulatory framework for managing fisheries. It's called the U.S. Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act. It was first passed in 1976. It was put forth in response to the recognition that fishermen, who were independently policing themselves, were not doing an adequate job of preventing the decline of fish stocks. It set up the U.S.'s own 200-mile EEZ, and it established the National Marine Fisheries Service to set policy. Implemented by 8 regional fisheries management councils, RFMCs, covering different parts of the U.S. coast, as shown in the map below. Those RFMCs are responsible for managing their fisheries, setting quotas, licensing the fleet, and monitoring the catch. The Fishery Conservation and Management Act has been modified several times, but is today still the major regulatory policy governing U.S. fisheries. In the past few decades, it has put stock recovery at the forefront of its management goals, with reasonable success, as we'll talk about later.